All right, Coach Graff. Well, a different situation for Bison Swimming and Diving this year. You got another great squad. You got some great kids. But for folks that don't know, it's with no YMCA pool this year for this season. You're looking elsewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, we're driving a little bit to get to some water. We're traveling 3 days a week, a couple times to North Platte, and then once over to Eustis. And it's a lot of wear and tear, but we're getting through it. This first week has gone well. Kids are adjusting pretty good, and we're doing what we can to keep them fresh and feed them a little food and keep them healthy. But it's going to be different. Going to be a little more work than usual, but we're happy to have a season and happy to get a chance to swim.
You guys know the North Platte pool, I mean, from the years of competing up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And North Platte's been great working with us. And, yeah, the kids know their, you know, our swimmers know their swimmers. And we go to almost every event. We share deck space with North Platte. So kids get to know them really well and get along. And so it's been a pretty good relationship.
I didn't even know Eustis had a pool, but they do have an indoor pool, huh?
Yeah, it's attached to the high school. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. I mean, I think it's been there since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Still going strong. Yeah, we swam there last night. And, you know, it's only five lanes. It's a little smaller than what we used to. But worked out good. Kids got a good workout. And got back in time for church activities.
Let's talk about the team this year. First on the girls' side, you graduated some good kids, but you got some good kids coming back, don't you?
Yeah, we've got three of the state qualifiers we had from last year and added Ashlyn Renner, who's going to be a good swimmer for us. So we got four, so keep them healthy and keep them swimming. We're going to be okay. Some good quality swimmers there, you know, Braylon Dunworth and Abby Renner and Porter Girl, and they're all doing great. And so on the girls' side, we're going to be small but mighty.
Mm-hmm. Divers on the girls' side.
No divers on the girls' side.
Yes. Couldn't talk anybody yet doing that, huh?
Nope, I haven't convinced anybody. But somebody comes to me, there we'll get them on the board. But none so far.
How about on the boys' side? As far as returnees back and some faces that you feel like surprised this year?
Yeah, we brought about five or six kids back this year that went to the state meet last year. Led by Blake Rodewald. He was a four-event qualifier for us. Had a good 200 IM, a good 100 butterfly, and he's come back stronger. Got the twins, Aaron and Derek Spencer. They swim really well for us, swim on the relays, and Derek, I think, was just a hair off in back and maybe a little qualified in one of the freestyle, but just didn't quite make the cut. We got Tate Moser back. You know, he's a distance swimmer for us, 500, 200 guy, and really focused on those distance and was in all the relays. And so we got those strong core to work with. And then, you know, Beckett Moser went with us to state, a couple others. And we're going to have a really good boy squad. And then, you know, we imported one from Bolivia this year, brought a foreign exchange student. Mm-hmm. And he's a diehard swimmer. So he's kind of hopped in the group and going to fit in well and swim for us as well.
Divers?
A couple divers. I got Axel Blomstead back from last year, and he's gung-ho and doing really well. And then they've got a couple kids, Calvin Corbett, who's trying it, and then Mac Whitehead. They're giving it a go, so they're kind of beginners. But we're working with them and getting some board time and going to see where we go from here.
Schedule's kind of changed. It's some of the same meets, but again, no home meets. So just there's some changes in there, isn't there?
Yeah, our first home meet is going to be shift to Hastings, and then our second home meet is going to shift up to North Platte. That'll be right before Christmas. So North Platte's a little bit of a different situation. We don't have blocks there, can't dive in the water, and so it'll be a little more of a fun meet, a little less competitive. But it won't be bad going into Christmas. And then coming out of Christmas, we'll do Kearney and Lincoln, and then we'll add a second Lincoln event where we used to do a home swim meet. We'll go to an invite in Lincoln. So that'll be a little more traveling, but better competition for the kids. Good chance to replicate that state atmosphere. Come back, go to North Platte, do a couple meets in Hastings, and mm-hmm. go to the state meet, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln, of course, that's the Cotter invite, and you try to win as many bananas as possible, right?
Yep, kids always get super excited. You know, they got banana-themed shirts, banana-themed swimsuits. They love that meet, so it's always a fun time to go down there and see how many bananas we can put on the wall.
You've had a great success over the past couple of years in diving and the relays. You feel like you put some pretty good relays again this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, on the boys' side, you know, we've got 15 boys, and I think all of them are going to be competitive, and our top kids are going to be able to compete with, you know, just about anybody we see. So we're hoping to, you know, there's just a few records on that board that don't belong to this squad or doesn't have some fingerprints from this squad on it. So they're hoping to get those last few records knocked off and kind of own the board.
Who's helping you again this year?
Eric Graff, my son, is helping me, and then Jen Bantam is helping, and we've recruited Mama Graff to drive us. So she's involved this year, too.
I heard about that the other day. We talked to her when she came by the radio station. She says, yep, I'm the driver, so she's getting put to work, huh?
Yep, she's getting some miles in, driving us to North Platte, driving us to Eustis. So, yeah, it's been family affair this year.
Well, that's great that Coach Bantam can come back. I know Kevin graduated, and I think sometimes that situation, she isn't in a part, but she wants to stay a part of it, doesn't she?
Yep. She, you know, she was a college swimmer and loves swimming, and she's very knowledgeable and great with the kids, so we're happy to have her.
How about the Hastings, the North Platte teams? You're going to see a lot at a lot of these meets. Hopefully their good numbers are pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we saw North Platte on Monday, and they had about 30 kids, I think. I haven't seen Hastings yet. I talked a little bit with their ex-coach. You know, he retired last year, and I think Montana, I want to say Heffernan maybe, is coaching for him this year. And he's going to be good, I think. He's got some experience. And so, you know, Hastings has always been a pretty competitive squad. I think that'll continue. So we'll see some good competition. I don't know Scotts Bluff numbers. I know they're excited about the season, but I don't know exactly how many kids they had come out.
Well, finally, you've got some college kids still. You've had college kids and swimming, of course, one of your own. But you got to keep an eye on those kids and see what they're doing this year.
Yep. Leah Spencer, you know, she's still back at UNO, and I think she's having a good start to the season. She's been, you know, gotten a little more competitive every year, got stronger and faster, and so we're excited to see what she does this year. Emma Graff is over at Iowa Lakes swimming. They've had a couple meets, and so I think she's been fairly competitive in her events. Kylan Rodewald's over at Kearney, mm-hmm. swimming for them, and then Marianne McPhee. Kastner is over there diving for them, so it'll be fun to watch all those kids.